Anybody called Elizabeth here today? Any girl with the name Elizabeth? Don't expect a boy's hand to go up. Well, this little girl liked to be called Beth. Lovely little girl. She's the only girl in the family with one little brother. Beth liked to do a certain thing, and I don't know if there's anybody in Lisburn would do it. But when she got her pocket money, she saved it up in a jam jar. Imagine that. But that's what she did. She put some of her pocket money that she didn't spend in a little jam jar. And of course the glass was clear and she was able to see as the money began to mount up. I don't know why she saved it, the little story doesn't say. But you know, there was one thing in her life that made her sad. Sometimes life's like that, even if we're young. And what made her very sad at times was she had a wee brother who was always sick. Very often he was sick. In hospital, out of hospital, at home, up in bed. All the rest of it, he was always sick. One day the doctor was there. The doctor went into the little bedroom with the mummy and he was talking about the little boy, and you know what little girls are. The door was almost closed, but she was eavesdropping. She had her ear to the door. And she heard these words. The doctor said, "It'll take a miracle to help him." Wee Beth wasn't absolutely sure what a miracle was. The true story says that in a few days' time, she took her little jam jar and she went to the nearest chemist's, set it on the counter and said, "I want to buy a miracle." You would say, "I wonder, was that not silly?" Well, it turned out in God's mind not to be silly. Because the chemist said, "What do you want to buy a miracle for?" She told him the story about her little brother and about the doctor saying he needed a miracle. And unknown to little Beth, the chemist's brother was in the back of the shop. And he was a leading doctor from another part of the world. And he came out to the counter and he said to little Beth, of course, she didn't know exactly what was wrong with her brother, but he said, "Could I meet your little brother?" And quickly she took him. And as he visited that home and talked to the parents, he decided he was the very man who could help her little brother. And so he was taken to another part of the world and he got a little operation and he was virtually cured. Little Beth used to say that she got a miracle without opening her jam jar, because there was no money required. Sometimes, boys and girls, God works like that. Sometimes big people, even when we're not expecting it, God reigns on high. And I have no doubt Beth's parents prayed often for the little boy. And I have no doubt, because I know the background of the story, that others prayed as well. But no one expected God to use a little girl carrying a jam jar to the chemist and asking the chemist, "Could you buy a miracle?" What I like about miracles, they're free. And one of the greatest miracles can happen in life is for the Lord Jesus to enter in and cleanse away our sin and make us his. The Bible talks about it in language we don't always fully understand. For the Lord said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." And he just meant that he needed his sin cleansed. He needed his sin forgiven. And it would take a miracle, and the miracle is that Jesus Christ loved us enough that he laid down his life for us upon the cross. He loved us that much that he gave his life for us upon Calvary's cross. Wonder, is there a boy or a girl this morning? And that little miracle of the new birth, that little miracle of being born again and getting to know the Savior, has never yet happened in your life. It can happen at 11:45 this morning. You can just trust the Savior. You can say, yes, Lord, I want that miracle in my life. I come in the church this morning, not a Christian, and on my way to a lost eternity. But right now, if you or anyone else, big or small, trusts the Savior, you can go out the doors on your way to heaven. I have a lovely little boy up in Coke, one of the families, called Jonathan. Not very long ago, his daddy was driving him and his three sisters home in the car, and he says to his daddy, would you stop the car? His daddy stopped it on the main road between Moneymore and Macrofelt, drew into the lay-by, and he says, what's wrong with you, Jonathan? He says, I want to trust the Savior. And just in the car on his way home from the evening service, he trusted the Lord. You know, he come and told me himself, just a little boy, how bright he was about it. You know, never despise the salvation of a child. That little boy is as bright as a button, and he loves the Lord. And you can love him too, if you trust him even this morning.